This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
My name is David Cuan. I'm 23. I'm actually doing the music technology course, the master's in UL. I just came back from China. I was living in China last year, and I decided to do something that I would find interesting, that I really want to do. And I chose this course because it really appealed to me, the music, every part of it. Yeah.
And are you from Limerick yourself?
I'm actually from Shannon, but so I'm very close to Limerick. Limerick is the closest city to me. It was always the place we used to go to for every reason, like Limerick is. So I'm almost from Limerick, but I'm not.
So you didn't have first impressions of Limerick as such, but what do you think of Limerick in general?
I think it's a very, very friendly town. The only thing I don't like about Limerick is the weather, but I think it's a great place. It's a friendly town, and I think it's really developing over the last few years. I think it's really becoming a great place, I think.
And what did you think of the college and the course when you arrived in UL?
I was very impressed. I think the whole situation in UL, the equipment they have, the studio, the teachers, I think it's all very well set up and it's very well organised, and it's really enjoyable course. I really love doing it. I wish it wouldn't end.
And do you think that that people who don't live in Limerick can ever understand the city, and do you think that that's part of the reason that it's gotten such a bad reputation, that people just don't understand it, or do you think it's deserved?
No, I think definitely people could not understand Limerick if they're not from Limerick. I think there's something in Limerick that is this totally distinct from any other city in Ireland. You know, people from Cork would claim the same thing about Cork, but I think Limerick, the reason, as you said, that it gets such a bad reputation is because you just can't understand why the people are like they are. You know, it's a really great friendly city. Like, you know?
So just to move on to sound art, can you tell me what you think sound art is, and can you just describe it for me a little bit?
Well, I would just call it music, but sound art, I suppose, an expression referring to not relying on acoustic instruments, just making music out of sounds from the general world, like just taking a normal sound and manipulating it and making music out of it. And that's how I see sound art. That's what it is, you know.
And are there any pieces of sound art that you've heard that have inspired you, or are you just inspired from sounds that you hear around you every day?
I think mainly I'd be inspired by the sounds around me. I mean, there's massive influences on me, like people like Steve Reich, and I think Xenakis is also a great influence. But I think this course has helped me to kind of try and understand the sounds around me and try and see more of the beauty of sounds that I wouldn't have recognised before or listened to before, so I think.
And when you listen to sound art or different kinds of music now, do you appreciate it more now that you kind of have a greater understanding of it?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say, yeah.
Okay. So if we just move on to talk about your piece, can you tell us what the piece is based on and why?
The piece I just took normal sounds from the normal world that I saw that appealed to me when I thought about Limerick. Just normal sounds. I took sounds of church bells because it reminded me of when I was very young. My aunt always used to bring me to the church in Limerick. Sounds of.
So, could you just describe your piece to us and tell us what it's based on?
How I created the piece was I just chose sounds, just normal sounds, non-musical sounds. And I just manipulated the sounds to make music. The sounds I chose were something that represented something important in Limerick to me personally. I think, you know, I chose the sound of a church bell, which reminded me of when I was young. My aunt from Limerick always used to bring me to the church here. Obviously, I chose the sound of water and wind because I think the weather in Limerick is constantly raining, constantly windy. And I think that's how I created the piece. I think the piece builds up to a crescendo, and then it suddenly stops, because I think when I came back from China, when I came back to Limerick, I had a new appreciation of Limerick, an appreciation of what it means to me. So I think that's what I try to show that in the piece. After the crescendo, after it returns to a quiet state. But I think the sound of the wind and the rain is constant throughout the piece, because I think that's what the weather's like in Limerick. So.
Where and how was your piece recorded?
I took a few sounds myself and just recorded them very simply in the studio, sounds of glass breaking and stuff. And I just used it on Logic Pro. I just put it together and threw it together. So it's quite simple, really, I think.
So for you, what was the process of production like? And did the piece, were there a lot of alterations made during that process? Was there a lot of fine-tuning that had to be done?
Yeah, there was a lot of fine-tuning. If it's kind of this kind of music concrete sound art style, I think everything, every single element has to be fine-tuned, everything. So that's what took the most time, but I enjoyed every second of it. I loved it. I think it took some time to do, but I think it was really enjoyable, and I really liked it.
Yeah. Brilliant. So you've mentioned that it was enjoyable. Was the whole process difficult or easy? Well, I mean,
you could say it was difficult, but it was more challenging than difficult. If it was to be difficult, I don't think I would have enjoyed it, but it was very challenging. But I really enjoyed it, so I suppose I couldn't say it was either easy or difficult. It was just a challenge.
So in terms of the audience or the listeners, do they matter to you when you're actually making your piece? Do you think about the listeners at the end? And what do you hope that they will get out of it if somebody's listening to it?
I do actually think about the audience. I know a lot of people wouldn't, but I do. I think it's important. I think I just want the audience to get something out of it. They might not be able to see what I'm trying to express exactly, but I think hopefully they'll get something, they'll take something from it themselves that appeals to them. Maybe I wouldn't have noticed it, but hopefully something will appeal to them, something that they like, or maybe even if they dislike, as long as it creates some sort of reaction from them. That's the important thing to me.
Okay, brilliant. And is there anything else that you want to add or anything else you want to say about sound art or about your piece?
Not really. I think sound art is where music is going, and I think it's more important than it seems to be at the moment. I think it's where music is going to end up is in sound art. So.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this program and to the sound artists who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.